The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Excuse me. Missed the first hour? Pretty sportsy.
Yeah.
Been sportsy all week. I guess we'll have to, we'll get to some non-sportsy stuff. We'll have beer in the next hour.
That's right.
That's always a good thing to get to. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. Is that correct, Jong? I thought he was coming back next week.
No, he's coming back tonight and tomorrow.
Okay, cool. And, yeah, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. Atlas tweeted, his go-to breakfast drink is a cider mosa, champagne, and Austin East Sider's blood orange cider. That actually sounds pretty good.
Not bad. Yeah, I'm always good, too, with just a nice... When I went to the Texans game last week, my buddy Randy brought this beer from a brewery called Great Notion. It was called Double Stack, and it was basically a maple syrup stout, maple syrup and coffee. And like, I got some on my fingers, and my fingers smelled like French toast for the rest of the day. Like, I'll drink that for breakfast all day.
A breakfast stout's always good for breakfast too.
Oh yeah.
Texas Trojan wants to know, what are the odds USC makes a splash at OC? Also, who's reasonably available to be a splash at this point?
I think they tried to make a splash at OC and didn't.
Well, and they made a splash, and it would have been, I think it would have been great for them. But, yeah, I don't know who's out there now. I guess you're going to have to start looking at other fired head coaches.
Yeah.
And see what you can find there. Foster, what are the odds the Giants pick Haskins with the 7th pick?
Do you feel like Eli Manning earned another year?
Yeah.
I feel like so. He did, too. I mean, the Giants sucked this year, but it didn't feel like it was mostly Eli Manning's fault. I think for the most part, Eli Manning played pretty well. 21 touchdowns, 11 picks, 66% passer, 4,300 yards.
Yeah, I think if you draft somebody like that, you still give him another year.
Yeah.
You know, you Alex Smith it like the Chiefs did.
Yeah, but typically you don't use a pick like that in the top 6 or 7, wherever the Giants pick. Usually that's the guy you take, like, if you're in the 20s and you've got a pretty good team and you're like, okay, like the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers. Like,
yeah, but you know what? The Chiefs moved way up to get Mahomes to do it. So I think it's certainly possible.
If you think Dwayne Haskins is some sort of generational talent.
No, I don't. Then, okay, number 6.
I sure don't.
Yeah.
And
6, but then again, this happens every year, AJ. we say, oh, that's too high for that quarterback.
There's some one of these guys is going to go. He'll go in there. One a quarterback will go in the top 10, even though I don't see a quarterback in this draft that should even be considered in the top 10. And I don't know if it'll be Dwayne Haskins. I don't know if it'll be Daniel Jones. I don't know if it will be Will Greer. You never, whoever has a great combine, whoever throws well at the Senior Bowl, I don't know what it'll take. But one of those guys is going to jump up into the top 10, and I personally believe they're going to be a bust.
Did you see the odds on where Jalen Hurts lands?
No.
Your current favorite at plus 150, University of Houston.
Oh, I mean, that'd be a big splash.
It would be. I mean, but I don't know that he's going to come in and be any better than the guy they've got. Derek King's pretty damn problem. Good.
Yeah, well, what's the...
Of course, he's coming off an injury, so who yeah. knows. But
what are the rules on him transferring? Are they not letting him transfer in the SEC?
I think because he's graduated and go wherever he wants and play next year.
If I'm Jalen Hurts, you know where I go?
Oklahoma.
LSU.
Yeah.
You get a crack at Tua head-to-head. I mean, you've got a good team built around you, a team that's just getting better.
I think I'd go to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because... You see what Lincoln Riley's done with two quarterbacks, and I'm sure he would do the same with him. But who knows? I mean, I'm assuming Murray's leaving.
Yeah.
But this apparently he's in a what they call the transfer portal, whatever the hell that is.
I don't know what that means.
So he has 1 year of eligibility remaining, and he graduated, so he can play wherever he wants immediately.
There you go.
So, yeah, I hadn't thought about LSU, but that's interesting. I could see that. Boy, that would be great for LSU.
Or Auburn. I mean,
So I guess Stidham's gone, right?
Yeah. So there's options. I just said LSU because I feel like they're going to be a better team next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely some options out there that it wouldn't. I don't know if, you know, going to LSU based on what LSU's done in the past with quarterbacks, I don't know if that's necessarily the best move. I'll give you another option in the SEC, Mississippi State. That's a really good team that's coming back there in Mississippi State.
What about Florida?
Another spot. Yeah, there's a bunch of schools in conference.
Yeah.
That if I'm Nick Saban, it's going to be like, damn, now I got to play this dude. And Jalen Hurts probably the second or third best quarterback in the SEC.
Yeah, no question. Do you see this? I don't know how I necessarily feel about this because I think the headline's a little bit misleading about this thing Trevor Bauer got into with some girl from Texas State on Twitter.
No.
Well, here's your headline. Trevor Bauer cyberbullies college student on Twitter for several days. She reports him to the Indians.
So this is Trevor Bauer, not Tyler Bauer.
Not Tyler Bauer. Trevor Bauer.
Thank God.
But... yeah, apparently it all started Saturday night. Bauer responded to a tweet from Alex Bregman and said, thanks for admitting I'm better than you. And then she sent a response. It was a joke, basically. My new least favorite person in all sports. And he comes back with welcome to the fan club. And then things start getting a little nasty. Bauer went and found an old tweet of hers from when she was 20 years old where she had bacon and beer. And... made a comment about it. Said, judging by this, you're the one that likes to hit the bottle, not me. And before your 21st birthday, too. Not smart, kiddo. When you get put in a virtual body bag on Twitter, maybe just stop for the night.
Oh, jeez.
First off, who goes and looks for people's tweets like that?
That's a douchebag.
I mean, listen, Bauer is a total douche in this whole thing. But this girl, I think she's overreacting just a little bit. And then... basically, all you got to do is block at this point, right? Which I guess she did, and then she went back, and she responded to a whole bunch of his stuff. And he says, instead of being obsessed with me and continuing to tweet me nonstop, here are some options, a tutorial on how Twitter works. And then she comes back with, learn how to remove someone from a conversation. You've tagged me in over 40 tweets now. Honestly, very creeped out by you. And he's just, okay, just keep me blocked then. Pretty simple. He did have, you know, he had the string going that she was in it, where people are responding, and I'm guessing with as many Twitter followers as he has. But, I mean, he basically just, you know, says, thank you for your continued advice, oh, wise girl of Twitter. You're so profound at such a young age. Yeah, is that cyberbullying? Yeah.
I'm going to go with no. Like, if you start, who started the conversation on Twitter?
The girl did. Well, Trevor Bauer responded to Alex Bregman, and then the girl got involved.
Okay. Don't at me.
So, apparently she's reported him to the Indians now because she said she felt harassed. He continued to tweet things like claiming I was responding to him because I like him.
Yeah. Well, she obviously does.
Well, I mean, to me, this is just one of those stupid Twitter things that goes on forever where it'd be real easy for either person to just eject and just say to hell with it.
People don't like to lose arguments on Twitter.
It's funny because Tyler Bauer is the one that usually blocks people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he came out about 2 hours ago, and I think this is it's not really an apology, but he mentioned, this is what he tweeted out. It's two tweets. I often defend myself against internet trolling, bullying, and slander. My responses to fans are good-natured. I do not encourage any of my fans, followers, or friends to attack, insult, or harass anyone on social media platform or in real life. There is no room for that in the world. I have been made aware that some of the interactions related to a specific Twitter exchange may have a negative impact. That is not my intention. I will wield the responsibility of my public platform more responsibly in the future.
I mean, what it boils down to is people don't like to be, they don't like to lose arguments on Twitter, and that's fine. I get it. And honestly, I try not to care, but sometimes I do. So last night, I had one college basketball play, and I'm down like 1.2 units in college basketball on the season. But in my last 30 days of sports betting, this app is so great. It just keeps me updated on everything I've got going. Yeah. I'm up like 15.5 units in the last 30 days. So, and I give out all my plays. So, I'm trying to help people make money. You know, you don't got to play anything I play. So, a guy on Twitter after the game, I posted this game when I was on the air. So, like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I posted NC State -1 against North Carolina. Last night, after the game ended, which was like 10:15, somebody posted a GIF on my page of the old man with a dollar on a fishing rod saying, "I got you a dollar." And I was like, God, I just wanted to reply and like with a screenshot of plus 15 and a half units in the last 30 days. And then I was like, just go to bed. Who cares what that guy thinks?
Yeah, I ignore a lot of stuff. Like, especially late at night, people start drinking.
Yeah, once you master, like, not giving a bleep what people you don't know think about you, Twitter gets so much easier.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so much easier.
I've been trying to tell you that when I finally when somebody's trying to argue with me or troll me on Twitter, if it's somebody I know, I'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
And if it's somebody who is not following me, who does it, I'll just block them. And it's made the Twitter experience much, much, much better.
Yeah.
And I'm much happier with Twitter because, frankly, I was at a point where if I didn't need it for my job, I wouldn't use it at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, not every tweet that I ignore is, I think you're trolling me. Sometimes I just don't see them. Because I do miss tweets sometimes, especially during the show. Like, I'll try to respond to them on air, or if I see you respond to them, I won't. But, you know, I don't get to every single one of them. But, like, during the weekend especially, I'm not going to see your tweets most of the time. Because unless I'm on there tweeting, then I will. But I've found it to be a much more pleasant experience. That and after I purged a bunch of people, I got rid of a whole lot of the political stuff that was popping up on my timeline over and over and over again. And it's just a better experience all around.
Hey, Jung, have you done much? Lamont asked about this. Have you read up much about the R. Kelly thing, or did you watch the documentary?
No,
I haven't either. I've read some stuff, but I haven't watched the documentary. But people aren't happy. It's clear this guy's, it's not going well for him. And Damon John, who's like the guy from Shark Tank. The short black guy from, I think it's from Sean, no, not Sean John. What's his company? His big brand. I don't know. He tweeted that, hey, R. Kelly, please don't, or I am, no, he says, watching R. Kelly, or surviving R. Kelly, I'm so sick to my damn stomach. Hey, R. Kelly, please don't take your life now that we all know how bleeping disgusting you are. That's way too easy. Make amends with the victims and the families, serve your time, and then kill yourself while in jail. Mm. People not being very friendly to him, and Lady Gaga's come out and said that she thinks he should be prosecuted. Like, dude's clearly messed up. He's got some issues, and I don't understand, like, I feel like we've known he had these deviations for a long time, and then people would call it out, and then it would just kind of go away. And I think all it took was his name being brought up after post-Weinstein, and that was enough. Like, once you get caught up in some stuff post-Weinstein, there's no getting out of that.
Yeah, the world certainly changed.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not familiar enough with him or any of that stuff to really be able to.
When does racing start up at the horse track?
January 25th.
There you go. All right. And when's our first time out there? That night?
I think January 25th. I'm pretty sure. I'll go through the thing on break. I've got all the stuff. All the dates that I'll be out there. We're going to be at the Greyhound track first week of February as well. But we're going to be out a bunch starting with the track, because we do a lot of appearances out there during Thoroughbreds. So, all right, I got to tell you about Go Insurance. And I know you have that little app for your that you were talking about. Here's an app for you as well for car insurance. It is the first on-demand car insurance app exclusively for the iPhone. And, I mean, I do everything on my iPhone. We all do everything on our iPhones, those of us who have them. Why not your car insurance? It's incredibly fast. You just download the app, scan your license. You get a quote in 60 seconds, and everything's managed through the app. There's no more paperwork, waiting on hold. And you're in control. You can update your policy, add drivers, file a claim, all in the app. And they can also cut out a bunch of the fees that you see other places and give you money back. They get it. And if your face is buried in that phone all the time, well, why not take care of your car insurance while you're at it? None of that jargon that nobody gets. They make your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. And they've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store forever. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today. G-O, Go Car Insurance.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Xavier says the R. Kelly documentary is like the Jerry Sandusky of underage girls. It'll make you sick if you watch it. I want to beat his ass. I guess I'm going to have to watch this now. I honestly don't know much about the guy, but I like documentaries.
Yeah.
So maybe I will. And a lot of people saying they bought the book and will I sign it? Yeah, anytime you bring it to any Blitz event, I promise you I'll sign it for you.
Okay.
And or just but in general.
Just walk up to you at dinner. Is that okay?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. That's perfectly fine. If you cared enough to buy it and read it, I'll sign it for you anywhere.
Okay.
So, and we are going to have a...
What about at your son's wedding?
By then I'll be on novel number 10. Okay. So...
What about your daughter's wedding?
I'll be on novel number 5.
Okay.
But we are going to have a signing party pretty soon here. We'll have a release party / signing party at my favorite little bar. It'll be on a Saturday afternoon. I'll have plenty of copies available for people. But I'll put out the word on that whenever it's set. I just wanted to check out the first run here and make sure there's nothing wrong with it. And if there is, then you guys get the collector's edition version, because... we'll get it fixed. But once I do that, I'm going to order a bunch of them and set the date, and we'll have fun. We'll have some alcohol, and hopefully by then some of you guys have had a chance to read it, and we can talk about, you know, with the people who have read it, we can talk a little bit about the story and what's coming next in the sequel, which would be kind of fun, because I'm pretty far along with it, but I could always use more ideas. So is that soccer Bilal? He hadn't called him forever.
Looks like it is.
Well, let's.
It's Bilal. I don't know if it's soccer Bilal or another Bilal.
It could be, say, badminton Bilal.
Could be football
Bilal. No, it's still soccer Bilal, but live from Dallas.
Oh, okay.
What's up, man?
Sports and soccer.
Sports to you.
What are the odds Josh McDaniels accepts a head coaching job before Tom Brady retires?
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That's sneaky good.
I think he's like waiting for the perfect opportunity, and if it doesn't show up, he's just like, no, I'm good where I'm at. I'm good where I'm at. He's obviously got some job in mind.
Yeah. Well, I think he's thinking Belichick's probably told him, listen, I'm only doing this 2 or 3 more years, and then I'm going to ride off into the sunset or become a GM or something. I'm guessing that's what the deal is.
But it's like, I mean, is the Patriots job once Bill Belichick and Tom Brady go away? Is that a great job?
If they somehow find a way to get Trevor Lawrence, yeah, it will be.
Yeah,
the Patriots. Oh, they're sneaky. They'll cheat their way into that pick. They'll go in. They'll make a deal with the Raiders where they get the Raiders first round pick, and they're still going to suck in 2 years because of Gruden. And no, I will not sign the book in the bathroom. Okay, that's where I will draw
the line. Drawn?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, you can wait till I get outside.
So why is that the line?
Well, I mean, you know about bathroom etiquette.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No.
It's inappropriate, John.
Yeah. I don't go in and say, how often does this happen to you? Where one of the workers out there comes in the bathroom and says, John, will you sign my timesheet while you're peeing?
Once or twice. I've done it. I usually do it when he's pooping. I just slide it under the stall to him.
And then he'll turn the light off.
People are disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Everyone kindly letting me know that FUBU is the Damon John brand.
Ah.
So I apologize for not knowing the culture, guys.
Is that Mark?
It's one of those times where you're going to have to forgive me for my whiteness.
Let's go to Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, sports gentlemen.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds, or what do you think? You guys were talking about dropping Jackson and Demaryius Thomas and clearing up to $95 million, I think it was last year. Why not go a step further and let Lamar Miller go in his last year and make a run at Le'Veon? What's the odds, or what do you think about that?
I'm never a big fan of paying running backs that kind of money. And I feel like Lamar Miller is serviceable. I'd ride him out for the last year and then hope that Deonte Foreman takes over that job.
And draft somebody this year, too.
Yeah. But, is this the end of Alfred Blue?
I mean, Alfred Blue is, I don't want him to be your second guy, but if he's your third guy, you could do worse. He does special teams. He's pretty good on special teams, which is that's what you want your third string running back to do.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm saying if you draft a guy,
it probably would be.
I mean, that'd have to be the end for him. But yeah.
That guy's had a pretty long career here.
Yeah. For a guy who's basically a 2 yards falling forward running back, not bad. But as far as Le'Veon, yeah, you commit that much money to a running back, I think you're hamstringing your team. I mean, it's hard enough to do it when you've got to commit that to a quarterback or an offensive lineman or a pass rusher or a cornerback. But a running back, I just feel like you can find them. And Le'Veon Bell's great, don't get me wrong, but you can find guys. You can find serviceable running backs basically on the scrap heap. The best Texans running back of all time came from a scrap heap. So I wouldn't pay Le'Veon Bell a bunch of money.
No, I'm with you on that 100%, but I think you have to – you can't upgrade the position, though. And maybe it upgrades with – Deonte Foreman, but if they're going to spend money and they're going to have to, I'm all about let's fix corner first and offensive line.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to get an offensive lineman in free agency that's going to. I mean, there's certainly going to be some upgrades, but there's not going to be the big time guy. Like if you'd spent money on Nate Solder last year, well, you'd have felt bad about it because he played like garbage. He's still better than anything the Texans were trotting out, but you're not going to be able to get that kind of guy, I don't think. Unless some team just decides they're going to move on from an older guy. And I wouldn't be opposed to that, signing a guy like that. and then drafting a couple and hope you get it right with one of your draft picks. And then, you know, because you don't really have anybody in the pipeline at tackle. And you drafted Rankin as a tackle, but I think he's a guard.
Yeah.
But everybody else, what else is there? I mean, who's a guy that might develop? Well, you had to play that guy this year in Davenport.
Yeah.
So they don't really have anything back there. So I think that needs an upgrade. And, yeah, well, but I think all of that's more important than a running back.
I do, too.
713-780-3776.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there. There are always different offers, ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on. And you may have fallen for one of those deals. And I say fallen because it's never what it seems. Because eventually you go back and you find out, wait a minute, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for. What's going on with that? Or they're throwing additional fees at me. That wasn't part of the deal. Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest, born-in-Texas energy from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know, we've been doing pretty well with phone calls today. Let's just try a couple more. And then we'll have a gym of the day. And then we'll have Eric in here with some beer.
Yes.
Can celebrate the fact that my first copy of the novel just arrived at home. So can't wait to get you guys your copies tomorrow. You're going to be the two of the first five people to get one.
Feel good about that. Who's going to be before us?
Well, the Canadian goes first.
Okay.
She gets the first one. And then it's you, Jong, David, Gal are the next three.
In what order?
I'm going to give them to you whoever I see first, so it doesn't really count. Right?
AJ, you better get here early.
Yeah, I think whoever's here earliest, if they want to be.
I am going to be here early tomorrow. I'm coming in early because we're not confirmed on this interview that we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything.
But I don't want to get the call when I'm like, you know, laying in bed or at the gym and you saying, dude, the interview's ready to go and I'm not here. So I'm going to be here as if the interview's going to happen.
That's a long drive for an interview that might not happen.
You're damn right.
So dedication.
And then when the interview does or doesn't happen, I'll just go to the gym after that and then I'll come back here.
You can go to the gym all pissed off and yeah, pump more iron.
Oh, I'm going to be so jacked, John. I'm going to be a monster if they don't show up for that interview.
Let's get Lamont on. What's up, Lamont?
Yeah, hey, man, what's up, guys? You know, ultimately, I didn't really care about the Le'Veon Bells. The Texans trying to get Le'Veon Bell, but I was reminded of an old interview I seen with Jerry Jones. And he was talking about Deion Sanders when Deion was with the San Francisco 49ers. And he was saying they didn't go after Deion Sanders so much to make the Dallas Cowboys better, being they already had a good team. It was more about weakening their Achilles heel. Yeah. I just use that word. And I'm sort of thinking the same lines along with Le'Veon Bell. I do not want Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell with the coach. If they are, we can kiss this division goodbye for 10 years, and that's all I have, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying there, but Do the Colts seem like a team that's going to want to run out and go after Le'Veon Bell?
Well, they're going to have money.
Yeah.
But and how much of an upgrade is he going to be over what Marlon Mack became over the second half of the season?
I mean,
especially after not playing a year.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't think you can be scared of the monster under the bed, or try to keep a guy from going to a division rival because you're worried about that. I think you're better off going out and getting players that are going to help make you better. Now, I don't mind signing players. Like, I think if you can go get a shutdown cornerback, absolutely, that's designed to stop T.Y. Hilton and the Colts. That's fine. That also helps you elsewhere. But I wouldn't sign a guy just to keep him from another team.
I wouldn't either.
Let's do one more. Don, with a what are the odds?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
So I wanted to do a what are the odds that Zach Martin this weekend holds his own against Aaron Donald and the Cowboys upset the Rams?
To me, it's unlikely. I mean, I know that's not what people want to hear, but I feel like the bye week and them letting themselves get healthy, that ended up being a much more physical game than I would have thought between the Seahawks and the Cowboys. Ended up being a grind. I feel like the Rams are significantly more talented than the Cowboys, I think, and they were way better at head coach. So that said, the Cowboys beat a team with a better quarterback and a better head coach last week, so it's not impossible.
I think the key really to me is if Todd Gurley's healthy and they can run the football, the Rams are going to be very tough for the Cowboys to beat. If he's not, and we see the Jared Goff that we've seen over the last month, then I'm going to give Dallas a chance. But I also think that Rams defense is there. Dak Prescott's, I'll be surprised if he has a good game against them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the Cowboys offensive line, they match up okay with the Rams. There's no question. But this isn't the dominant offensive line that they had 2 years ago, 3 years ago. They're good. But that's a tough matchup for anybody. And you know, I think it's I want to be on all the dogs this week, and the two I'm not going to be on for sure are the Cowboys and the Chargers. And I'm off the Chargers because the weather there is going to be awful. That's a huge advantage for New England, which has been through all that before. And the Cowboys, if the number's outside of 7, I'm going to be tempted. But I like the other two underdogs for sure.
I'm
getting like 9.5 now on Eagle.
Yeah, I still don't know if I want that. I could just picture them getting blown out. But you know what? That brings me.
They can, but I will just say the one for sure that I am playing is the Colts. I've already played it, so that one's down.
It brings me to another thing I wanted to discuss today, which was what's going to happen with Nick Foles in the offseason? Is Nick Foles going to get paid QB1 money?
Yeah, he is going to get paid.
Does he deserve it?
Yeah, I think he does.
Okay, so I heard someone else talking about this, and I'm curious your opinion on it. How many quarterbacks would you take, like if you were full redraft, fantasy draft mode, how many quarterbacks would you take before you took Nick Foles right now?
Oh, I'd have to go by quarterback by quarterback.
But I mean,
top of my head, no more than 15 tops, I would say.
So the guy I heard that I wish I could find the tweet because I don't know who it was that said it. The one guy on the because it came from RJ Bell's show. So RJ Bell's show, I heard a clip on Twitter. I don't know all the people on his show, but it wasn't RJ and it wasn't Brad who said this.
Might have been Fezzik.
Okay. I don't want to say it for a fact it was because I don't know. But RJ asked him how many guys would you, like, where would you take Nick Foles in a redraft right now of every quarterback in the league? Considering age and going forward, like, obviously you don't want to take Brady for the next, you know, 10 years because Brady's not going to be around for the next 10 years. He said fifth.
Well, I'd probably take him over anybody else in the division if you want to start there. Yeah, I mean, it's him or Dak, right?
Yeah. What about Carson Wentz?
I'm not counting him because I'm assuming he's still on your team. And you're
saying which guy would you rather have?
Well, I think that I'd rather have the younger guy at this point.
Wentz was the guy, like, was one of the five guys he said that he would take over Nick Foles. It was Wentz, Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck, Patrick Mahomes. I can't remember who the fifth guy was.
Well, let me tell you what. Give me Deshaun. I'll take Trubisky over him at this stage. And I know they just lost, but
yeah.
Again, younger. I like the upside. Definitely the guys you mentioned. Still, you know what? I kind of think he is, and almost age-wise, I'm sure they're getting pretty close. It's kind of...
Case Keenum?
No, he's better than Case Keenum.
Okay.
Definitely better than Case Keenum. I think he's kind of somewhere in between Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan is where I'd slot him.
I mean, Matt Ryan won a league MVP award.
Yeah, and what has he done since? He's not been...
I mean, he had a fantastic year this year.
Yeah, he well, I don't know about fantastic. He was pretty good, but he's... You know, I think you put Foles, like I said, I think you slot in between Stafford and Ryan.
Okay.
You take Ryan over him, but you wouldn't take Stafford at this point.
Okay. Yeah, Matt Ryan, he 49-24, 69% completion, 35 touchdowns, 7 picks.
What was their red zone percentage? Because that's the only thing that matters with that team.
Yeah.
That's but, what, I mean,
is that on coaching or is that on players?
Well, the one consistent there, the one year that they didn't have problems in the red zone was when they had Kyle Shanahan. The one guy who's been there the whole time is Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he sucks. I'm not trying to tell you that he's not that good. I'm telling you, that's where I'm slotting Foles in terms of guys I'm taking, is right behind Matt Ryan but ahead of Matt Stafford.
Because, his numbers are almost identical to 2016 when he won the league MVP.
Except for the red zone numbers.
I'm definitely taking Matt Ryan over Nick Foles. I mean, Matt Stafford, would you rather have Kirk Cousins or Nick Foles going forward?
Nick Foles.
Okay. Would you rather have, he's getting older. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is obviously great, but he's an
old. Well, Foles is, 30 years old now. I'd still think I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers at this stage.
Cam Newton or Nick Foles?
Cam Newton. He's going to wind up lining right about where I said 15.
Jimmy Garoppolo or Nick Foles?
Got to see more Garoppolo. Right now, I'll take Foles over him.
Would you?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's going to be right about where I guess, 15 or so. All right, guys. Don't have to guess about this. You can go and get some money down at Gulf Greyhound Park tonight on Live Greyhound Racing. And if you have not, if you haven't been down there, the live racing doesn't last very long and it doesn't happen very often. So it's a rare chance to get to see Greyhounds run in person. It's a lot of fun, especially on a night like tonight. It's beautiful. You want to get out there on that apron and watch the Greyhounds run every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock and on Sunday at noon. And this year's featuring the $50,000 Texas Bred Showdown Stakes. So they're going to have quality Greyhounds. It's terrific racing. And that's kind of how I got my start with all these bets I do on horse racing, was at the Greyhound track. And gates open daily at 11 a.m. They got simulcasting every day. You can do that whenever you want. Go catch the best Greyhound tracks, the best horse tracks 7 days a week. But if you want that live racing, tonight, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at noon. Gulf Greyhound Park, located at exit 15 off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck. You know where it is. You're heading to Galveston. You just make that right turn when you get to exit 15. You can also go check out the simulcast schedule and the live racing schedule at gulfgreyhound.com. That's gulfgreyhound.com. Live Greyhound racing happening now.
And still the memories right there. She put the breeze in my head. No kiss was softer, softer than this. I'm reading her lips. Oh, each line I read. She left her books in my bed.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA.
And we're back on the Blitz. Make sure you check out sportsmap.com. This is for Lots of great stuff on there today, as there is every day. And, okay, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
My computer is currently being worked on.
The gym of the day. The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
All right. That was
a live version. You don't get that often.
No,
guys.
No.
You're welcome.
Dang, we should have brought the guitar in for it. I have three choices for you.
You know what? You've got a fourth choice, because I've got a choice, too.
All right, well, hear these and then say if you want to do yours, because it might be one of these. We had the one of the man attempting to rob the female UFC fighter, and you saw what happened to him. We have a Florida substitute teacher purposefully putting human fecal matter to ruin a girl's birthday party.
That's not nice.
And then we have a guy with three syringes found inside his rectum.
That was mine.
Okay, well, let's go with that. You go ahead.
It's the story. I tried to find a more extensive story, but
mine's in the Miami Herald is the one I got, but it's only about four paragraphs.
Okay, this one's about three paragraphs. It's pretty short. Wesley Scott, who is Florida man, 40-year-old Florida man, he was arrested and taken to county jail where they searched him, and they found three syringes in his rectum. The logical thing to say there is, obviously, those aren't mine. I don't know how those got there in my rectum. I don't know where that's come from. That's exactly what he said. Scott had just been arrested on a warrant for a previous drug charge. Now, deputies say he's facing an additional charge of introducing possessing contraband in a county detention facility. So, I guess they didn't buy his story that those were not his drug syringes hidden in his ass. Three. That's a dangerous thing to hide in your ass, I would think.
Yeah, well, that's the old prison purse, right?
Do you go like plunger in first or needle in first?
Would you have the plastic thing on the needle?
You got to have the plastic thing on the needle.
Yeah, in that case, I probably go needle. Well, no, because I think if it accidentally comes off, you want it pointing out, right?
Yeah.
So you can get it out of there. So, yeah, handle first. I don't know how I can't even imagine trying to get three of those in there.
Yeah. You want to try it?
No, I do not.
All right.
Well, we can do that instead of a book signing.
No, yeah, let's do that at the book signing.
No, not doing it. Not a chance in hell.
What about three Sharpies and you can sign everyone's books with your ass?
Not happening.
That'd be a cool trick.
How's your computer working?
AD's working on it remotely, but I have access to it.
Okay, so that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So, I'll just throw these other two in here. This one, I can't remember who sent it. Every day somebody sends me something, and I appreciate it. I try to remember who did it, but this one, a substitute teacher, angry over a complaint with the school she was working at, sabotaged a little girl's birthday party by putting human fecal matter on tables and grills at a park.
Ugh.
Now, that's pretty gross. Police first learned of the incident on December 1st when a call came around 6:30 a.m. from a witness who had seen a woman in rubber gloves and a face mask, putting it all over seven tables and two grills at a park in Sarasota. Tables had to be replaced at a cost of $1,400.
Yeah, obviously they had to be replaced. And what about the grill?
$650.
You can't just go to cooking ribs on that thing now.
No.
It's not a good marinade?
I don't think so. I don't know how things go in your culture, Jong. But in my culture, that's not used in cooking.
No.
I mean, isn't truffle found in pig poop?
I don't know where they find that stuff, Jong. I don't know.
Was it hers?
Are you saying truffle is white people food? Is that what you're accusing me of?
No, you eat truffle in America.
I don't.
Fred doesn't.
I don't think I've ever had a truffle. And if I knew that's where it came from, I definitely wouldn't. And the other story was strawweight Pollyanna Viana. Is she any good?
Pollyanna Viana? Yeah, she's all right.
Apparently, she was... The guy sat next to her, asked her the time, and she gave it to him, and then he wasn't going to leave, so she moved around to put her cell phone in her waist, and he said, give me the phone, don't try to react because I'm armed. Then he put his hand over a gun, but I realized it was too soft. He was really close to me, so I thought if it's a gun, he won't have time to draw it. So I stood up, threw two punches and a kick. He fell. I caught him in a rear naked choke. Then I sat him down in the same place we were before and said, now we'll wait for the police. And the picture of this dude's face, he is messed up.
Yeah, that's not...
Yeah. She said she later found out the man didn't have a gun, but a cardboard cutout in the shape of one. So... You got to be careful who you try to rob out there these days,
don't,
man.
Don't bring a piece of cardboard to a gunfight is actually something I've heard in the past. So
well, and I'm just saying, for one thing, this is why you don't want to start fights, men, women, anybody anymore. Don't try to rob them.
No.
Don't try to start a bar fight because you're going to wind up in a rear naked choke or you're going to have your arm snapped off. So, okay, so that was your bonus ones. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Eric Warner here and beer. Don't go anywhere. Oh, no.
What in the butt? I said what in the butt? You want to do it in my butt?
Whoa.
What the hell?
This is enough.
No, this has to stop. We're going to break.
Inappropriate.
I feel it. I know what to do when I'm about to poo. I go to the
ESPN 97.5.